will never be away from His presence. The shining of His face we'll always see. The sweetness of His breath, the kindness of His person, His holiness, and we'll be holy too. Oh, so a tremendous thing here. Now, there was this matter about the Lord's return as He teaches this, and Christians need to be prepared. And there's only one way to be prepared for the return of the Lord. You must be born again. You must have placed your faith and your trust, your hope for your soul in Jesus Christ. That is the only way to be prepared for His return. Forget your money matters. Forget your wardrobe. Forget any kind of good works. To be prepared for the coming of the Lord is salvation through faith by grace alone. Amen? That's it. Period. You don't add anything to it. You don't take anything from it. It's Christ and Christ alone. So this great excitement about the coming of the Lord, and truly, then the saints were passing out of their presence, and there was a great concern. So then, therefore, this letter. And we're just going to walk right down through this morning, and Christ will certainly come back by the word of the Lord in the atmospheric heavens, in the first heaven. That's the blue that you see up here. That's the first heaven. He'll come right through out of the third heaven, down through outer space. That's the second heaven, into here, the first heaven. And the skies will open, and there He is. And we will see Him. The world won't. Oh, no, no, no. They won't see Him. They won't hear Him. They won't know anything but the evidence that something powerful has just taken place. And it's going to be total chaos, and like the world has never known before. It's going to be a mess. But we ain't going to be here to have to deal with it. We're with the Lord. We're with the Lord. And so, and we're not going to really pity them because they have rejected the Lord. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day you work, church. Now is the day you get out there. Now is the day you share your faith. Now is the day to be born again and work for Christ. And for the day comes when night comes, there'll be no more work. So let's flow down through here. Christ is coming back by the word of the Lord. And when Scripture makes it very clear that when He comes in John 14, He's coming to take us to His home that He has prepared for us in glory. Now look here at verse number 16, the shout, the command. There'll be a shout. Now look here in verse 16. There's three things in here. The Lord Himself will descend with a shout, voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God. And that is just covered on the top and on the bottom by the Lord Himself will descend, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And the Lord is here. Now that word for shout is a military term. It's like a command. It is. It's a military command. And that command from our commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a command. And the shout. Remember when He stood at the tomb of Lazarus, and He cried out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And Lazarus did. So He's going to call for us. It's a command of Christ. And in fact, some say that if He wouldn't have said Lazarus' name, particularly pertaining to Lazarus, well, all the graves would have opened up. Everybody would have come forth. And so, but whatever. And so the Lord, and He says, when His command, come forth. So it's a military officer giving command. And when Christ comes back, He will shout this command. And Christians will have a resurrection body, and a body which will never wear out. And you go, ha, right? Ha, never wear out. And our labor and work for the Lord will be so different, and what a blessing. No more pain, no more disease, no more sorrows, no more heartaches, no more death, no more dying, no more, no more, no more. And we are with the Lord. So that shout, the shout of the Lord. And yeah, the voice of the archangel. Now, the voice of the archangel is very interesting because I think it's interesting in the fact that he's part of this. Now, this is Archangel Michael. He's the reigning angel. This was Lucifer's spot before he got too big-chested and big-brained and big for his britches, and he sinned against God, and he is now our arch-enemy, Satan. Archangel Michael. And this is a powerful thing because Archangel Michael, he has been there in the heavens when all the forces of evil have been coming against God and all of his angels. So that's been thousands of years. Michael. And we don't know how he does what he does. As he takes his commands from Christ and in his work and his service, you know, with the angels and the battles that goes on in the heavens, because as Paul says, church, we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against powers, wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. So there is a great battle going on. We do not see it. We feel the results of it as we press on in our life, in our quest for holiness and serving the Lord and mastery over sin. And there's a battle. When you're praying, the battles go on. And I don't know how it works. And anybody says they do know how it works, I'd run away from them, because they don't. Your prayers go to the Lord Jesus, and he intercedes, and he takes it from there. He strengthens the angels. His prayers go to the Father. When the rapture takes place, this, the voice of the archangel, as he shouts to the angels, I don't know what it'll be like, but now our victory and our rest has now come as well. The battle that's been going on through the ages. And now, the voice of the archangel, Michael, he calls out, troops! The Lord is coming. Here we go. For the church. The trumpet of God will sound. Oh, the trumpet of God. Well, you follow the trumps through the scriptures. And there's bunches of them in Old Testament. You got the trumpet of the feast, and there's just trumpets everywhere. Great trumpets. Trumpets speak to us as an assembling of the saints. It speaks when the trumpets would sound and the Jews would come together. They would come from all over and travel for the feasts. It was gladness. It was harmony. It was the presence of God coming into his people in a very precious way. These trumpets, something, it is a sound that something great is about to happen. Something great is about to take place. It is a trumpet of comfort, a trumpet of victory. It is the trumpet of the gathering of God's people. It is the call to his people. The trumpet of God will sound in this great event. I don't know who blows the trumpet of God. I don't know. But I'm glad he's going to blow it, whoever it is. And this trump will sound. And we're going to hear it. We're going to hear the shout of our Lord when he shouts, come up to those in the grave. Hey, come forth. And oh, here we go. And the trumpet will sound, the voice of the archangel. And don't think it's like you're going to be standing there. Oh, I just heard the shout of Christ. And now here I go. Oh, I just heard what I thought was the trumpet of God sounding. Oh, that must have been Michael. No, no, no. It's just going to be bang, bang, bang. Everything's in it. All happening in a split of a split of a split of a split. You say that, of a split? Second. It's just going to happen. Boom. You get a whoosh. He's going to snatch us away. Amen. Isn't that happy? Amen. Boom. Just that quick. are gone. I wish he would come right now. I mean, it puts smiles on your faces, doesn't it? I see them. It's beautiful. It's what we wait for. It's what we listen for. And if you're sleeping, you won't miss it. If you're deaf, you won't miss it. If you're hard of hearing, I won't miss it. Because I take my sound system out at night and I don't hear too much of anything. Right, wife? Yeah. Yeah. So, but I won't miss it. And so my kids hear me snoring. Wifey's just gotten used to it sometimes. And so you won't miss it. You will not miss it. Because the solid foundation of the Lord standeth firm, having this seal, the Lord knows whose are his. And he goes on to say, like Paul was encouraging us in the first part of this passage in chapter 4. And those who name the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Live godly in these last days. Fight the good fight of faith. War against sin. Have the mastery over it. The Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of these here, this trumpet of God. And this, my friends, is the last trumpet that the people of God will hear for them. It's the trumpet of victory. Victory. The trumps all through the old and coming right through. The trump of God will sound. Now, there is confusion brought into the people of God because it says here in our text, the last trump in 1 Corinthians 15, rather. The last trump will sound. Well, then they're thinking, okay, if this is the last trump, this must be of the seven trumps. They're in Revelation 8 and 9. So this must be the last trump that we're talking about. So therefore, I guess we're in the tribulation. No! And 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, no. The trump in Revelation, the trumpets, the seven trumpets, they're all about judgment. They're all about wrath. They're all about against a world that has hated Christ. There's no peace in those trumps at all. We will not be here when the seven trumpets are blown and poured out in Revelation. We will not be here. We will be with the Lord, riding with the Lord. We will be with Him and beside Him. We are the armies of God on white horses, following Him who is the rider on the white horse. We will not be here during the tribulation. That is heresy to anybody who ever preaches that we will be. Why would God go to Calvary and redeem you and by grace through faith save you and say you're His, and we ignore 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15, and then as God's children, we have to take the wrath of God being poured out upon us as He's pouring it out on a sinful world? He will not. The wrath of God that He's going to pour out in Revelation is the wrath that He poured out on His dear Son on Calvary's cross. And all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ escape, as the Scriptures say, the wrath to come. Is there an amen in the house? Well, then get on your feet and bless the Lord. Come on. Come on. Get on your feet and bless the Lord. Because we will not be here. The Lord. Praise God for His cross. His cross. And by grace you are saved. Amen. You're saved. Saved from the wrath of God to come. God bless you. And then truly the Lord, we are His. The seven trumpets in Revelation assemble no one. The trump of God in 1 Corinthians 15 assembles His people. They're going to come up from the seas and out of the jungles and out of the deeps of the earth and places where men were workers on turnpikes and got buried at concrete, and they're just going to come right up out of those graves everywhere, no matter where they are. Bodies that have been blown to pieces in explosions, 911 and other places, and the shuttle, when the shuttle came back in, was that Columbia shuttle? Was that the one? Just, God knows where all those pieces are, and those that were on board that were Christians. The Christians will rise. Not everybody will rise. Only the believers. The rest will rise later. in the great tribulation and later at the great resurrection when God calls for the dead, the small and great, and they will stand before God at the white throne judgment, the great white throne judgment, where you, Christian, will never be. You'll never be because of Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ, our judgment will take place after the rapture when God judges us. Christ is our judge for the life that we lived in service to Him, not for our sins. The sins were paid for on Calvary's cross. Amen. And Christians live in fear. And will I make it? Will I be okay when Christ comes? You're covered in the blood of Jesus. His righteousness is yours. Yours. So Paul was saying, now don't live a life that is reckless and bad. Don't trample on Christ's blood. Don't make His blood as if no effect in your life. You are not your own. You live the crucified life. The life that I now live, Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I live, it's not my own. The life that I live by the grace of the Son of God who gave Himself for me and died for me. My life is His. It's Christ in me. It's not me. I'm not mine own. No Christian is their own. We belong to Christ. Then why do we live like we are our own? Why? The price that He paid, the trumpets in Revelation 7, it's the judgment of God upon a Christ-rejecting world. The last trump, as is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15 and reflecting here in 1 Thessalonians 4, is the last trumpet for God's people, an assembling of His beautiful family, the calling of His bride. His bride. By the word of the Lord, Jesus says, I am coming back. The word of the Lord. So it's a very beautiful thing, and we praise God. And it goes on here in verses 16 and 17, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven. Let's back up. Let's just read here. And He says about, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, verse 15, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. And so then you go quickly back over to 1 Corinthians 15, okay? And here we go. And He says, verse 50, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. He makes a reference here to those who are dead in the grave. Their bodies are just sleeping. That's what it is. That's what this word sleep means. The body is resting. It's resting while it's decaying. And while it's waiting. Waiting for what? For the shout! That's what? Waiting for the shout. And He says here, in a moment, now this is you and me, if this would happen this morning while we're sitting here, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, there we go, the last trump, calling God's people, let's go, we're going to have a grand party in glory, we're going to have great, great reunions in heaven with Jesus and loved ones going on before, there's going to be celebration, it's going to be a glorious feast with the Lord, forever we shall be with the Lord, He says in 1 Thessalonians 4, and He says here, the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will be raised incorruptible. So what happens is the soul spirit comes back and meets with the old immortal body and is changed as the body is raised. It is sown mortal at the burial in the cemetery. It is raised immortal. It is sown a corruptible body. How many in here have a corruptible body? Yeah, you do. If you didn't have a corruptible body, you wouldn't be getting these funny-looking age spots here. Yeah, they're there. I used to look at them on my mom's hand, my dad's hand, and I can just look at my own hand. All right? So, raised incorruptible. And then who is alive and remain? Here we go, Christians. And I praise everybody in here. Everybody in here is a born-again believer. I pray so. The Lord knows whose are His. There's no reason for you not to be. But at any moment, here we go, the Lord calls, and we're just go right up out of our clothes, and we just go. And just that quick, we are changed from mortality to immortality in the twinkling of an eye. And someone tried to figure out what the twinkling of an eye was, and it is like 1/100th of a second. Quicker than that. Changed. So it's all going to happen so fast. Man, the grave's busting open, and dirt's flying, tombstones are rolling and kicking, and here they come, the saints of God, and there may be somebody in the cemetery. They're not going to see a thing but the kicking dirt, the flying dirt. That's all they're going to see. And up they go. You know, they're now, by the time they're ground level and coming up, they're already immortal, already changed. And here we go. They're coming up, and we'll come right up there. This is going to happen first, and then we're going to come right up there. We're going to meet them in the air, and we'll be changed. That's where it is. At the last trump of God's people, that beautiful trumpet, where God calls, this is God blowing this trumpet, whoever He's assigned in glory. This is not a trumpet being blown on earth. This is a trumpet that is coming, calling us to glories in heaven. And forever we shall be with the Lord. Physical change, spiritual change will be cleansed from every spot, wrinkle, blemish. Will be that perfect, spotless, pure bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that our Lord Jesus will then present us, His bride, to the Father. Oh, you don't want to miss being there for all this. Oh, and the Father will rejoice. This is the joy of the Lord. For the Lord, knowing the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, the joy being reunited with His Father, the joy having all that He died for. The joy. And with great joy, the Father will receive the bride of the Son. Now He's the Father. And perhaps this is the way it'll be. Because on wedding day, Father or Big Brother presents to the groom his bride. And the Father will present Him back, the church, back to Christ. People, the days are fleeting. And again, whether in heaven or in the millennium or in the new heaven and new earth, in eternity future, wherever Christ is, that's where we'll be. Always, always to behold the Lord, to behold the Lord, the one who died for us, took our chastisement, the one on Pilate's hall as he was strapped to the pillar and the big burly soldiers thrashed him. And you and I were those burly soldiers. And we nailed Him to the cross. And He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. What love is this? And as John would write, what love is this that we should be called the sons and daughters of God? Behold the one who ransomed us with His shed blood. The one who became flesh. How can anybody get their head around that? The eternal Word, the eternal Son, became flesh for you and me, the Lord. And we'll see Him. This is He who holds the keys of death and hell. This is He who was alive, who was dead. Behold, He is alive forevermore. And He is our hope. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Friend, my dear friend, are you born again? Are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus Christ and Him alone? His finished work on the cross of Calvary, shedding His blood for you, giving His life for you, taking it all for you. There is no other way to prepare for the rapture of God's people than to believe in your heart, confess with the mouth, Christ is Lord, and then as you go on to live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, the One who bought you, saved you, purchased you with His blood, and indwells you to live to His praise and His glory. You cannot be born again and know Christ and not love Him. You cannot. Is Christ in your heart? And your love is born there. And that love will grow. You nourish it in the Scriptures. You nourish it on your knees. The great shepherd will feed you and guard you and keep you and grow you and fashion you and form you and correct you and chastise you. And He will continue to say, come on, get back in step with me. I'll get you in step with me. And we grow in Him and we grow in Him and grow in Him. Just as Jesus grew in knowledge and wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, so do you and I. So do you and I. Until that day He calls us home, one at a time, or in the rapture. He is our hope. He is our hope. He is our hope, our surety, our hope. He is the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn, and therefore, behold, He is alive forevermore. There is hope, and His name is Jesus. I close with the lyrics of a song that came my way. And it is entitled just that. There is hope. There is a hope that burns within my heart, that gives me strength for every passing day. A glimpse of glory now revealed in meager part, yet drives all doubt away. I stand in Christ with sins forgiving, and Christ in me, the hope of heaven, my highest calling and my deepest joy, to make His will my home. There is a hope that lifts my weary head, a consolation strong against despair, that when the world has plunged me in its deepest pit, I find the Savior there. Through present sufferings, future's fear, He whispers courage in my ear. For I am safe in everlasting arms, and they will lead me where? Home. There is a hope that stands the test of time, that lifts my eyes beyond the beckoning grave, to see the matchless beauty of day divine when I behold His face. When suffering cease and sorrows die, and every longing satisfied, then joy unspeakable will flood my soul, for I am truly where? Home. home. What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are alive. Your word is alive. Your spirit is alive. And therefore, we are alive. We are alive in Christ, all God's children. And I pray, dear God, this morning, everyone in here is placing their faith in nowhere else, nothing else, their hope in nobody else, nothing else, than the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and Him alone. Call upon that heart, call and beckon that heart. And prayers of the saints are that they will say and receive Jesus, say yes to Christ. Lord Jesus, I give you all that I am, my whole life. All my mess, all my hopes, all my dreams, all my hurts and all my sorrows, all my possessions, I give you all that I am. I give you my heart. I give you all of my body, my lungs, my brain. I give you every living cell that I am, every little piece. I am yours. And oh, Master, now let me walk with you. Just walk with you. Walk with you all the days of my life, obedient unto you. I will do your bidding wherever and wherever you send me, I shall go, because there wherever you send me and I go, I know you are there with me. And your will I will do. And when that day comes, O God, my Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, when it is the day of my last and final breath, and perhaps lying upon my back, the heartbeat has gone down, breathing has now stopped, and in that very moment, my soul, spirit rises, into the arms of my Savior, and right through all the warfaring heaven, safe, guarded by the angels of God, safely delivered to my Lord, who on Calvary's hill redeemed my soul. And by his grace, beckoned me to come to him. And by his grace, I did. And by his grace, faith in Christ was all that I could see. Christ, who is my hope for all eternity. Let it be so. Save every lost one. And may all who name the name of Christ, Christian, we live our lives unto Christ. We plan with the wisdom of God as if perhaps we have a lifetime. But we don't know how long that lifetime is, so we live as if we have just today. And let it be so. And we gather in glory, oh Father, it'll always be that amazing song. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. May every heart in here today rejoice in this so great a salvation to whosoever may come. And let it be so. In Jesus' wonderful, holy, glorious, majestic name we pray. Amen. Amen. Stand as we sing Amazing Grace. And obey the beckoning of the Lord upon your heart. hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, the cross, the cross, the cross will shine brighter and brighter, more glorious, long as eternity rolls, longer and longer and brighter without end. And oh, we're going to be so rejoicing glad we gave our heart to Christ back in this place called the world, in this time zone. Lord Jesus, I plead with you, Jesus, let not one lost soul go out these doors this morning. Please, Jesus. Oh, hell is indescribable. The lostness, the loneliness, the awfulness, the ugliness, it is indescribable. The pain, the suffering, and Jesus, you took all that. You took the wrath of God that we may go free. And you're coming back. You're coming back for your own. Hasten the day. And until that day, your grace is sufficient for everything that we have need of. When hearts come weeping at the altar, crying out to you, God, for all that is needed here. You rush. You rush. As a great shepherd, glorious king, the sovereign of the universe, to shepherd this heart, these hearts, in your way. Forever we will praise you. Keep us faithful, Lord. It is by your grace you say, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. God, we need your grace, and you're the one who makes it all happen. We're listening, Lord. We're watching, and we're waiting. One of these days, very soon, we'll hear your shout, Lord. We'll hear the voice of the archangel. We'll hear the trumpet of God. And oh my, here we go. Here we go. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. To your glory and to your praise. And everybody in the house said, amen. 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 Amen.